Unit 22. Many countries still discuss a policy called euthanasia. Most religious people are strongly against the pillaging of people's lives. Some people timidly say that it is human right to decide their own lives. Also, they add that dying without any pain would be better than dying with great pain. The group that is against the policy makes a simile of euthanasia to committing suicide. They argued that what is the difference between the two if both involve giving up their own lives? They also say it would be better to die than suffer from disease for a long time. Religious groups make a travesty about what they call mercy killing. The vocation of a doctor is to heal a dying patient, but when the idea of euthanasia begins to germinate in their minds, they give up. They also said that it makes them maudlin looking at those patients who constantly ask them for sleeping pills and aspirins. Many say the religious groups against euthanasia are myopic and looking at only one aspect of this troublesome situation. But religious groups say that doctors using euthanasia are not really being lenient about patients who suffer, but are actually trying to kill them. They also argued that allowing this mercy killing would eventually cause many useless deaths. When the court decided to prohibit the mercy killing, many people hailed the decision. They exulted at the success of religious groups in stopping the secretion of death medicines that leave patients in rapture for only a short time before their deaths. Some people worried that almost laws are becoming palatable to religious people. In spite of their worries, euthanasia has been prohibited by many countries.